Yep, and that makes sense. That makes sense. I know I have one ground for the, it's actually for the, I'm going to call it cable, but I can't run it to this, to the other grounds. It's on the opposite end of the house, so be it. You know, I'm not going to worry about it. Like I said, I've been, the first lightning strike, and I go through the precautions, the first lightning strike I've ever had here, ever recorded. So I guess I'm doing pretty good. You know, will it happen again? I don't know. I mean, it could be one in a million. It depends on what the charge is building up at the, between the cloud and the ground, the ground and the cloud. That has a lot to do with it. I don't care what you have installed. You can have it installed the right way. You take a direct hit. You're gonna suffer some kind of loss. Or
yeah, I agree. Yeah, all this stuff isn't gonna really help you if you have an absolute direct hit. But what it does, like I said, you have a nearby hit. It can save you. You know, if there's even a fraction of a difference of potential, you know, the surge will find that path, and if it's through a piece of your equipment, that's where it will go. So it's very important. I had issues. I learned this when I had my business when we first got computerized, and they told, oh, you don't need anything special, you know, wiring or anything else. And the second week after we had it up and running, there was an electrical storm, blew out half the equipment. They replaced it and whatever, and then another week later there was another storm, blew out more equipment, and I said, you know, I don't believe you. And I went and got everything rewired with isolated ground circuits in single point, and after I did that, never had another problem.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees.
Yeah, WACIJ. Well, that's the way it should be done. If you can do it, do it 100%, do it. And, you know, these surge protectors, you probably know this, but a lot of people think that that's protection. It's not. It's only protection from a power surge from your power company, not lightning. It has nothing to do with it. So I put in a procedure if I have severe weather coming in here. It's mainly severe. I'm not really too concerned about general thunderstorms. But severe weather, I will go outside and I will unplug my garage door opener. It does have a battery backup system if I need to open it. And as long as it's charged, it's charged. But I'm unplugging it. I'm not going to take another surge. I did recoup it. I have an insurance policy on that. Protected the main board, and that's what was taken out. But then I go through and unplug certain other things. None of my appliances in the house were affected, which I'm very thankful for. Over.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good. It's a mess. With the house ground, even if it's at the other end of the house, I would still run another ground wire and connect the two together. You know, that's what I did. My house ground was about 30 feet from where all my other grounds for the ham radio stuff is, and I ran another number 6 copper to connect them together, because I don't want that difference of potential. It's deadly. Alright, I'm just about home, so thanks for riding along, and we'll catch you later. Yeah, enjoy the machine as it is. I'm sure you got, obviously you got the PL straightened out, and decided to can go uniform with the rest of other FBI machines. So there you go. Catch you later. ABAPR.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I got this one here inputted a couple days ago. I forgot to do it. So what I can do is I can tie in my existing earth grounds all together, right? Isn't that what you're saying? Join them together?
Yeah, make sure all the grounds are all connected together, so there's no difference in potential.
Okay, so that's from the earth ground outside. Well, the rods that are going into the ground, I can just run another wire to each one and tie them in. So that wouldn't be a problem. It's just the expense of having to get that number 6 wire. That stuff isn't cheap.
know it. You know, I was in that business, so I remember when the copper wire was expensive, and it's way more than when I was in business. So, yeah, if you go to Home Depot, they keep that stuff under lock and key now. So, all right, catch you later. ABAPR.
Yeah, okay, Phil. I'll definitely work on that. Appreciate your advice. ABAPR, W8 to VIJ, 73.